Hello, and welcome to This or That, the Would You Rather Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Today's topic is urine-related, unlike all the other topics we have. It is either be unable to pee without looking into someone's eyes, or pee out a small worm.
Oh, God!
Let's discuss.
Okay, so the worm, is the worm alive?
The worm is alive.
Okay, and does this happen every time you pee?
Nope, just happens once.
Oh, just once?
Just once, but you don't know why it happened. You don't know what caused it. You don't know anything about it. You're just doing your normal business. You're peeing, and a worm comes out. And then you just have to deal with that.
How long is the worm?
It's pretty long.
But it's thin?
I mean, it comes out your urethra. So it is, you know, about that diameter.
I mean, I'm guessing you're going to feel it enough that you know to look that something is
wacky. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, like, it'll never happen again, but you don't know it'll never happen again.
Oh, my God.
So, like, you're going to have to go to the doctor. Doctor's not going to be able to find anything. It's going to be this huge medical mystery. It's going to consume your entire life.
Okay, awesome. I have questions.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Can I keep the worm to take it to the doctor?
No.
Oh.
So they might think you're a little crazy, too.
Is the worm short enough that just my normal peeing length of time will expel the whole thing, or am I going to have to, like, pull it out?
Ooh, good question. I'm going to say it comes out.
Just from peeing. Okay, it's not going to just be dangling there and I have to, like, yank on it.
It's like, I want to throw up, but out of my penis right now.
Yeah, good choice,
like, I don't know what that feeling is, but it's like the throw-up clenching, but it's happening in my bladder.
I think it probably feels like yanking a dick worm.
It feels like yanking a dick worm. Yeah. No, so I'm thinking, like, this is going to be terrible, right? Like, if you pee out a worm?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But the nice thing, so that's one side, is you're peeing a worm. That's just a thing that exists in the world.
That's a thing.
On the other side, you have to look into someone's eyes every time you pee. Every time for the rest of your life.
A live
I have a couple
person.
Questions.
Yes.
So, does a live person mean somebody who's actually present, or can you, like, FaceTime someone?
You can FaceTime someone.
Okay.
I'll even allow, because I think this will make it a little more equitable, I will allow a mirror.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so clear to me.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I'll just look in my own eyes when I pee, whatever.
That.
I don't want to be traumatized by
Oh wait. When you said a mirror, you meant you can look at yourself?
Yeah, you can look in your own eyes.
Oh, I thought you were thinking like you could work angles or something.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That makes this really easy.
That makes it super easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what are you going to pick? Front-facing camera and you just look at yourself.
Yeah.
So you're going to hold up a camera every time you pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody fucking brings their phone in the bathroom these days anyway, especially if you have to poop.
Danielle, I will make it a little different for you. You now have to pee at a urinal, like the rest of us.
That's not fair, because that's not how my anatomy is made.
I don't care.
And I don't have to pee at a urinal. I can still go in a stall.
That's not fair, though. Everybody else gets to pee in a toilet.
Sorry, I just love that you sound like a 10-year-old.
Fuck that! That's because it's not right. It's not equitable.
You're right. Since we can go into a stall.
Or you can just stop us from being able to go to a stall. Make Danielle use that big boy potty.
Yeah, I'm going to make no stalls. I mean, you can poop in a stall, but no peeing in stalls.
It's still not equitable.
It's equitable.
No, it isn't.
And you have a penis now.
What the hell?
There. Now it's really equitable.
I don't need one.
Well,
so,
don't you?
So wait, does Danielle have a penis for the worm also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's got a penis. Everybody uses a urinal. You can still poop. You don't have to poop in a urinal.
Christ.
But the only time you can pee is in a urinal, and you have to look in someone's eyes, including your own, when you pee. Or, just one time, you pee out a worm. Little worm. Little
friend.
Little friend. You can name him before you flush. Like, hey. Hey, Greg.
So, here's something Greg. About Greg.
Greg the worm.
While you're peeing, Greg's probably going to be wriggling, right?
Yeah,
and
wriggling.
He's going to, like, pick a direction. He's going to get on your leg.
What?
Yeah, because he's going to be wriggling around.
No, he's going to be in the urine. You're going to pee him out. He's going to be riding that jet stream. All the way.
You don't think he's gonna try to bend to get to dry land?
No, I think Greg landed in your somewhere in your body as an egg. And he is exploring the world. He has no idea what's happening.
Okay.
It's not like he was a worm and like crawled up your pee hole and then just waited there for a little while and then was like, sweet, I'm going surfing, and cowabunga'd out your pee hole.
Oh, obviously,
that's not the case.
He was born in your body.
He was born in your body, and he grew in your body.
And then one day he was like, I'm going down the water slide.
Yeah, and one day he was like, you know what? I need to go out, find my fortune out in the world. I need to go, you know, discover where I'm from, my kin.
Off he goes. I don't even know what's happening anymore. I don't know why I have a penis when it's unnecessary.
No. It is.
I don't know why your worm's name is Greg. Like this whole thing.
You can name your worm any name you want.
Well, I can tell you Greg's a terrible name for a worm, but I'm going to leave it at that.
Charles?
No, Charles. Herman.
Oh my God.
Herman the worm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Worm in the herm.
Worm in the herm?
I just don't.
Danielle's having trouble. Josh, what are you leaning?
this is tougher than I expected it to be. Even though I said I'd go with the mirror and just use a phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think the urinal thing kind of destroys that, so I might go worm.
Really?
It's just one time.
I know. So that's kind of what I'm leaning to, because here's the thing. I have developed, over the course of my life, a very good ability to ignore bad things that are happening to my own body.
I was secretly hoping you were going to end that sentence with anal worms.
No, not
oh
anal worms.
Oh, God, please, no.
No, just like, you know, you get a pain somewhere, and it's like, I'll just wait, like, 6 months. And if it goes away, then I don't need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I'm
and
like
that's
that.
Probably, yeah, and that's probably like cancer or something.
But when six months are up, your body defeated that cancer because that pain went away.
Exactly.
Because that's
so
how
I don't
that
need
works.
To go to the doctor. I will do just about anything to rationalize not going to the doctor.
Oh
and
my
so,
God.
Yeah, this is definitely going to freak me out. And I'm probably going to tell you guys about it. Like, holy shit. I peed out a worm, but it's embarrassing enough. I'm not going to tell anybody besides you guys. I'm not going to tell anybody else. And I'm not going to want to go to the doctor because I'm going to go, you know, what do you say to the doctor? Like, I peed out a worm. The doctor's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, but I think I did. You know, I'm pretty sure I did. I named it Greg.
Is this going to hurt?
I think it's not going to feel wonderful.
What's going to happen to Greg?
Are we concerned about Greg's well-being now? Is this one of the things too? Like, you pee out a worm that you have to tend to for the rest of its wormy life? Like,
oh, I'm not having worm babies.
No.
You totally Greg did though.
Greg's gonna go. Let's just say Greg's gonna go down the drain, and he's gonna find all of his worm family, and he's gonna settle down with another worm. Hell, I don't know. Maybe he's asexual. Like, maybe he just splits in two, and that's how he makes children. I have no idea. Greg is multifaceted.
He's gonna be fine
Greg
though.
Is just so fancy.
Yeah, Greg's gonna do great in the sewers.
Okay, yeah, this sounds pretty good then.
Oh, Greg's gonna thrive. In fact, you might. I'm not saying this is guaranteed, but you might one time when you're peeing, like at your home, be peeing, and Greg like pokes out of the drain and be like, hey, Josh.
And I'll be like, hey,
just
Greg.
Just wanted to say thanks. Just wanted to say, like, it was really nice meeting you.
I wish you'd write me more often, Greg.
Oh,
I miss you.
Christ.
Yeah.
This is so dumb.
Drink some more water. Also, that pain in your back, that was totally cancer, and your body beat it. Nice job.
Beachy Dubs, you're totally gonna fucking die.
you're totally gonna die. Beachy Dubs, you have cancer.
That's how Dr. Greg gives everybody good noise. BT Dubs.
And that's the story of how I started chemo. Danielle, okay, so Josh, are we...
Team Greg.
Are we peeing out a worm? Team Greg.
Oh my
Danielle.
God. I'm just fucking bringing my whatever fucking fuck.
I broke Danielle. This is great. This is one
you
of
know?
The... This I don't think this has ever happened before.
I just can't with you right now, Chris. I'm going to choose the other thing, not to be contrary, but because if I peed out a worm, I would freak out so much I would never look at myself, my weird penis, which I apparently now have, the same.
It doesn't have to be weird.
Yeah, oh, it could just be a normal penis.
It's going to be weird, but in an impressive sort of way. I decided that's my penis's...
Is it named Greg? Is your penis
no.
the worm?
Like, it turns 270 degrees? Like, no, what
I'm
is...
I'm going to give my penis, like, a strong, like, Nordic god name. I'll think of one eventually.
Instead of getting hard, it just pinwheels around?
Yeah.
When you're aroused.
It spins, so it also provides a cooling breeze
a
to
cooling
the
breeze.
Person that may be trying to pleasure me as they attempt to grasp my penis, which won't stop spinning.
You're like, play the game, you gotta catch it.
Oh, catch the penis.
Your penis Stormbreaker.
Yeah, exactly, fucking Mjolnir. Anyway, the point is, I'm going to pick the other thing, and it doesn't matter. Because I've been outvoted anyway, but this is just, no. I'll fucking stare at myself in the mirror while I pee for the rest of my life. That doesn't bother me. Having a worm come out is too fucking traumatic.
I love it.
Mic drop. That's it for me. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed peeing out a worm or making eye contact while you pee. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at trtpodcast, or pop on by our Facebook page to say hello. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends, do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.